praise on this morning?
Yes, sir. All the time.
Amen. Amen. Praise.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Just thank God to be here.
Praise Amen. God. Mm-hmm. I know there's a praise in the temple, which Amen. Is us. We are the praise temple of God. There's a praise in the house.
Amen.
There's a praise in your house.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. We can sing a little bit of this song right here. When there's a
praise in the house
and a praise in the house, you can open up scriptures and remove the devil out. All the open up a window and a blessing to go out. When there's a
praise in the temple
and a praise in the house. When there's a
praise in the temple
and a praise in the house, and a shout in the spirit and remove the devil, God will open up the window and a blessing will pour out. When there's a
praise
in the temple and a praise in the house.
It's service time.
Entering its gates with thanksgiving and a praise
to God.
It's service time.
It's service time.
Stand up on your feet. And let's clap.
Praise in the temple.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your name, God, on today.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Yes. Lord. Is everybody happy to be here?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. I just want to sing a little bit of this.
Amen.
You know, my. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Everybody say
amen.
Everybody say
amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Warmed up this morning.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Here, here.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, God. Lord. Praise God for this another day.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Another day of April. The 91st day. I mean, the 101st day of the year.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are still here.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Fight everything the devil tried to do.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Grateful to God that he allowed us to be amongst you one more time on Zoom.
Amen.
Still lifting up Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is wonderful.
Yes.
He's glorious. He's magnificent. He's a great God. And we're grateful to God that he has allowed us to be in the number.
Thank you, Lord.
One more time.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. We're not here because of what we've done or didn't do.
Hallelujah.
We're here because of the grace and mercy of God.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
And blessing us all week long.
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We might have forgot about him through the week, but he hadn't forgot about us.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
All right. He always had us on his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to shepherd out and throw out and pour out blessings upon us.
Amen. That's right.
So much so that sometimes we fight out run them, but these blessings overflow to ever take us.
Amen.
You can't beat God.
Amen.
When you get there, he's already there.
Amen.
You start, amen. You're just starting out, and he's already there.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
God. So we thank God for being that omnipotent sense of God.
Yes, sir.
In our places at all times.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows exactly what we need and what's going on in our lives.
Yes,
and he knows just how to fix it.
Amen.
And if it's come to us, it's because he is needed in our life for his glory.
Amen. Yeah.
Okay, and sometimes it's needed in our life for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that we won't miss out on the kingdom.
Amen.
And the blessing that he has in store for us.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. So we're grateful to God.
Hallelujah.
This time to share with you and to look upon some of your faces.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
That God, that we're able to do that.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
In this modern time.
That's right.
Okay. So this is another day the Lord has made.
Amen. That's right.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
Amen.
That we're in the day.
Yes, amen. Lord.
Anybody owe God some praises?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, he's worthy to be.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give him some praises.
Yes, Lord.
Don't be afraid to do so.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He inhabits your praises.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you can't praise him too much.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise him because he's a wonderful God.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, he is.
Powerful God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Holy God.
Yes, Lord.
One that you can count on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. One that is dependable.
Yes, Lord.
And one that never lies.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Everything is still working together.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Tell God is good.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah. So whatever it is, learn to find the good in it.
Uh-huh.
Focus on that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So we thank God for everything he is.
Amen.
Continue to be. Because he's an unchanging God.
Hallelujah.
But it was yesterday, he's the same thing today.
Amen.
He'll be the same thing tomorrow and forevermore.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's the kind of God he is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
In the holy temple, all the earth is solid before him. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thy feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. So we're glad to be here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we're glad to be able to give God some praise.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are indebted to him.
Yes, we are. Right. Hallelujah.
And we cannot pay him for what he's done for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Money can't buy it.
Okay.
We'll be poor, we'll be left out completely. All right. So I'm so glad that he made it free.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
This time we're going to go into prayer. And ask Brother Steve if he will lead them in prayer. Dr. Steve.
Father, thank you for blessing us again to see another day.
Thank you, Lord.
God, thank you, God, for blessing us to be able to fellowship together one more time.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for all your provision for us all, mm-hmm. all your protection, for every wonderful thing you've done for us all. We want to praise you. Thank you now.
Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, thank you for your wonderful mercy.
Mm-hmm.
God, we in Jesus' name, we just ask that you will have mercy and forgive us.
Please, God.
Of all our sins and all unrighteousness.
Yes, Lord.
God bless the service this morning.
Bless
the Lord.
Bless the one that you have given charge to preach your word this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
God, let him speak only what you have him speak.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Lift him up where he's weak in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Bless the whole church body.
Bless
Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
According to their needs right now.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
And then we ask not only for this church body,
Jesus,
for everywhere your word is being preached and teached
yes,
today.
Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
So God, just bless your people.
Bless yes, Lord.
And let it be heard in the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
We thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
For all things.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray, God.
Jesus.
Amen and amen.
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 God. Thank God for time to go into lesson. We're going to call your attention to the book of Matthew, 7th chapter, verse 1.
Amen.
Matthew. Are
we there?
Amen.
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 Okay. Matthew 7. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. Okay. Now, why beholdest thou mote that is in thy brother, that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that's in thy own eye?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to stop there. And go back to verse 1. Judge not.
Amen.
Not judge.
Amen.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, don't you judge.
Don't you judge.
Don't you judge now.
Amen.
That's very seemingly difficult thing for some of us not to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about man that mm-hmm. you tell him not to do something. It entices him to do it.
Yeah.
And as I said that, the Holy Spirit let me know it's really not man, it's the devil.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But that's what he did with Eve. Everything in the garden was fine. Everything was going fine, day in and day out,
mm-hmm.
until the devil came.
Amen. Yep.
And suggested to Eve to do what she was not supposed to do.
Amen. Yep.
And ever since that time, it seemed like we've gone backwards.
Yep.
But Franklin said that in that song, he told me to go right, and I went left. All right, that's a dangerous thing.
Yes, it is.
If you put your signal light on to go right,
mm-hmm.
and you turn left instead,
yes,
you can cause a whole lot of problems.
Amen. Absolutely. Yes.
Even death.
Yes. Yes.
And that has happened in the lives of people that we know.
Yes. Yep. Amen.
One that judges them and judges them unjustly.
Uh-huh.
Many slaves were killed, hung because of people judging them,
yeah,
not judging them right.
Amen.
And that's the reason that the Lord has telling us not to judge.
Because
our judgments are not always right.
That's good.
We only can see the outer thing. But God sees the inner man, the heart. We're not to go judge because we're not in a position where we can judge someone justly.
Amen. That's right. And
after the sin, the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden, everybody came into this world for sin.
Amen.
I just said we all have sin. And we all have come short of the glory of God. Man. All of us are sinful. Uh-huh. Therefore, we can't really condemn anyone else. We cannot judge them and judge them justly.
Right.
We are to leave the spiritual matter in the hands of the Lord until our time comes that we can judge. Paul tells us to judge no one before the time.
Amen.
So when is that time that I can judge? Not until Jesus comes back and taking us away and then kept us another 1,000 years in his kingdom.
Amen.
And when we come back with him then,
we're
going to come back to help him judge the world. Because we'll be in a position where we can judge.
Amen.
But as long as we're in these physical bodies,
my Lord,
these earthly tabernacles that we have, as long as we are in those, we cannot judge.
Yes, yes, God.
And judge them justly. Okay. We, in order to judge, we got to be like Jesus.
Amen.
We got to be changed from this mortal to an immortal person. We got to be changed from corruption to an incorruptible person. So, therefore, we cannot judge until we get that way. Because as long as we are wrapped up in these sinful bodies,
that's right.
We're gonna judge wrong. We're gonna judge based on our opinion. Our experience. And most of all is what you would do in the same situation. That's how you judge them. It doesn't matter what they've done and how they were doing it and what reason they're doing it, because you're going to base it on what would happen if it was you. Okay. And we can't judge people based on yourself. You can't judge anybody based on anybody else on this earth.
That's so true.
But our judgment is set up to and in comparison with someone else.
Yes.
Somebody else. And not based on the word of God.
My Lord.
Because in the first place, I know it's not on the basis of the word, on the word called the word of God, because the word of God tells you don't judge.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So just judging in itself is making you see, you are going against the word of God. To condemn somebody, to punish somebody for breaking a law of God.
My Lord.
For sinning. Yet the act that you're doing is causing you to sin.
Amen.
So after you finish judging that person, are you turn around and judge yourself? And remember, there's only one condemnation, one punishment for sin. And if I would ask you that, I know all of you know that punishment is death.
That's true.
Romans 26 and 23 say, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life.
Praise God.
Jesus passed that sentence down in the garden. I mean, he said, the day you eat, you shall surely die. That was the first sin, which all other sins derive from. So there's only one punishment.
My Lord.
Okay, and that is death.
Death.
So if you condemn me, then you condemn yourself. You condemn someone else, you condemn yourself. So let's not base our opinion on that and go on what the master has said. Judge ye not.
Amen.
Okay. Is that so hard to do?
Amen.
Or not to do?
Okay.
Because the thing is, remember, once you get in the realm of judging, you're not following God's order.
That's true.
You're following the devil's order.
Amen.
Amen. Yep.
There's only two ways.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, there's only one true way, but there's two. You got two to set by, to go by. And that's the Lord's way.
I know.
And the devil's way.
Amen.
Hello.
Now, the Lord's way is on the right way. The devil way is always wrong. Even though it may seem sometimes like it might be right. It seems so much that the logic there makes it say it is got to be right.
My Lord.
Okay. And you say, I know what I saw. But sometimes you don't see what you see. Okay. Sometimes devil has suggested stuff, and that's what you have seen. You missed out on the true value. You missed out on the true focal point. You missed out on what the Lord has for you to get out of that situation. Because you are basing it on your viewpoint. Okay. So you can't see it that way. It got to go by faith. Okay. You got to live the way that God said live.
Amen.
Do the way God said do.
Mm-hmm.
Act the way God said act.
Amen.
Okay. So keep in mind, if it's not according to the word of God, God didn't say it.
Amen.
And you can't go on your gut feeling all the time.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. So the devil know where you're getting your ideas from, so he can get in it.
Yeah.
But you got to stick with the word of God.
Amen.
Yes.
And what it is that and you judging is that you got to learn how to forgive.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. And remember, you haven't always been where you are.
That's right.
Amen.
You weren't born saved.
Amen. Right.
You're so born true. A sinner. And at some point in your life, you may have made a change.
Amen.
Okay. But even after you made that change, you still haven't walked perfect.
Amen.
Man, that's right. Yep.
You still haven't done everything you're supposed to do.
Right.
You still have come short of the glory of God.
Amen.
And we come short every day.
Amen. That's right. Yes.
There's not a day that goes by that we don't do something that we're not supposed to do.
Amen.
Or we missed out on doing something that we should have done.
Amen. Yeah.
Yep. Hello.
So and it's because we are human. And because we're in this body that has become defective.
Yeah.
Made imperfect because of Adam and Eve.
Yes.
And in the garden. Okay. So we're always at the mercy and the grace of our wonderful, holy God.
Yes.
Okay. We're always at his mercy. And his grace is always there covering us.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Words that where sin abound, grace did much more to abound.
Thank you, Jesus.
So once you're saved, and then we don't go out and willfully do things. Okay. But we also, even though we try to be as good as we possibly can, okay. Somebody said in a song, right, I may not never reach perfection.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord, I cry.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the best. All we can do is cry. Keep on crying. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna stumble. We're gonna fall.
Mm-hmm.
But when we stumble and fall, don't just lay there.
That's right.
Back up.
Amen.
Brush yourself off. Ask the Lord for forgiveness, and keep on moving.
Amen.
Okay. And because, as we said, we have sinned.
Mm-hmm.
We continue to break those commandments because we're in a fleshly body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're in a fleshly body.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're in a fleshly body, the word said there's no good thing
in the flesh.
In the flesh.
Praise God.
And as long as we're in the flesh, we're going to try to protect it.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do things that sometimes cause us to sin.
Yes.
Protect that fleshly body. Okay. And then we're going to do some things that will cause us to do what the body said do.
Uh-huh.
Rather than what the word said do.
Amen. Nah.
So keep that in mind as we go in our day-to-day walk, our day-to-day journey, that we judge not. Okay. All right. That you be not judged.
Amen. Amen.
So these are words of Jesus. Okay. It's not an apostle. Not one of the prophets, but Jesus himself.
Amen.
God in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Telling us, don't judge.
Mm-hmm.
And the subject is understood to be you. You don't judge. Okay. And you can be transformed to individuals that say, I, or call your name and say, don't you judge today.
My Lord.
That might be a good way to start our day out.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Isaac, and you call your name, don't you judge nobody today.
Amen.
And try to keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as you walk out the door, the devil's going to snatch it from you.
That's right. Amen.
Don't you see somebody that you think is doing something wrong, you're going to be judged.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we do it so often that it just come automatic.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even have to think about it. But mm-hmm. we're miles down the road in judgment.
Yep.
Okay. So that's something we got to work on.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. And the more we work on that, the better saints we'll wind up being.
That's right. Amen.
Because the more we'll be able to do what the word said do.
Mm-hmm.
When we not judge and be a judge on the bench, controlling everybody's life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody's life but your own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So keep in mind, day by day,
mm-hmm.
don't judge. For with what measurement, with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. So whatever you do toward the person that you're judging, it's going to come back on you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. We got to reap what we sow.
Well, that's true.
Amen.
Okay, so keep that in mind. And start asking why this happened to me. It's happening to you because you've done something down the road.
Amen.
Yep.
Okay. And you're reaping whatever it was. It may have been so long that you forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So ye shall be judged by whatever measure you put out on somebody else. And then you give, it's going to be given back to you the same way. In the same amount. Okay? In other words, you don't give people no mercy, and you're always looking for mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Lord, have mercy on me.
Lord, have mercy.
But you don't want to give nobody no slack at all.
Mm-hmm.
We cut them off at, we said at the meeting. Okay. And we got to be better examples of Jesus than we are, because we are holding grudges against somebody. Okay. And when we're holding grudges against somebody, we are holding up our life and blessing that God has waiting for us.
Amen.
He's withholding because you're holding up what you probably doing to bless somebody else.
Amen.
He said, and why beholds the most that then our brother thy? And considers not the being that then thy own eye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why are you trying to see what's wrong in my life? And you're not even taking care of your own life.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Why are you always trying to clean my house?
Yes. Come on now.
Your house ain't been clean in 10 years.
Amen.
Why are you always looking at my dirty laundry?
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. And yours is dirtier than mine hanging on.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Yep.
Why are you considering my wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You can't go to heaven for me.
That's right.
You can't go to hell for me.
No. Right.
You can't keep me out and you can't keep me in.
That's right. You got
nowhere to put me.
That's right.
So why are you wasting your time judging whether I'm going to make it or not?
Right.
You best be working on your own life.
That's right.
Best be trying to make sure that you make it in.
That's right.
Stop condemning and judging whether I will make it in or not.
Right.
You're getting all mad with me because you thought I got away with something.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Why are you angry with me?
Yeah.
Do it yourself if you are that jealous of it.
That's right.
Yes.
You might as well, you already done it to you anyway because of what you done it to me. Amen. Remember, you're reaping what you're sowing.
That's true.
Okay.
Amen.
So don't look at my wrong and forget about yours.
Come on now, so true.
My Lord.
My wrong may be a piece of dust.
Mm-hmm.
And there you got a whole wheelbarrow full of dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And yours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But don't do that. Don't judge.
Don't judge.
My Lord.
You try and get a little speck out of my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a beam.
Well, yeah.
And yours. How you gonna see that?
Can you hear?
Amen.
No, the beam is the beam is that rafter that go from one side of the wall to the other side holding the roof up.
Uh-huh.
That's a great big beam. Now you can't your eye beam long enough to reach the ground.
Praise you, Pastor. Praise you.
Got that in your eye.
Yes.
Your life is so messed up that you trying to make somebody else look bad because somebody wants to see how bad yours are.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You change the focal point. You change what's going on in your life and try to point out what's wrong in somebody else's life.
Amen.
That's not going to clean your house up.
Amen.
The only way to clean your house up is to focus on what's wrong in your life.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so, and you got enough to do that to last you all day long, every day.
Amen. Yep.
Amen.
Okay. You don't have time to stop by my house.
Amen.
And clean up my house.
Come on now.
You
take all day long to get your house clean.
Oh yes,
my Lord. Mm-hmm. Let it show.
God, if you dust something this hour, back the next hour, there's dust on the table again.
Yeah.
So by the time you get from one end of the house cleaning to the other end of the house cleaning, time to start right back over again.
Well, let's start.
Amen.
In my life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Always ask God for forgiveness all day long and stop denying that you didn't do it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, how do you deny it, Pastor? If I did it. Somebody call your attention to them because of the of you would done something wrong with them, you rebuke them. And then and instead of they saying, well, forgive me then. No, they say, if I did it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
What does it matter whether you did it or not? Ask for forgiveness. That's what the word said. Why? Amen. Because you're gonna want somebody to forgive you.
Amen.
Okay. If you don't need it today, you're going to need it tomorrow.
Well, it's so.
Lord.
Always need somebody to forgive you.
Man.
Okay. And we forgive because we need to be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't get forgiven until we forgive others.
Right. That's
true. Amen. That's
you forgive others based for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yourself becomes forgiven by you forgiving others.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, so the next verse says, how will thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye? And behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Okay. It's impossible.
Yes, it is.
Thou hypocrite.
Okay.
Then you trying to be pretend to be all holy and holier than thou. Making no mistake. Making no doing no wrong in your life. The word say you're a hypocrite.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Okay. You're trying to be what you're not. What you're not.
Uh-huh.
At least you're trying to portray being what you're not.
Amen.
Okay. First, cast out the beam out of thy own eye. Clean your own out up first.
Mm-hmm.
Get everything straight in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then shall thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
So get yourself straight now.
Hallelujah.
And we already pointed out, but that's something that would never get done.
Hello.
So as soon as you clean up one eye, you done something else that you may not realize you've done it, but you've done it.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Get the beam out of your eye. And then you can see how to clean mine up.
Uh-huh.
Give not that which is holy to the dog.
That's right.
Amen.
Need to cast our pearls before swine.
Mm-hmm.
Lead they proper them under thy feet. And turn again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Make everything all right.
That's right.
Jesus was involved in another incident when he went into the Mount of Olives.
Mm-hmm.
And early in the morning, he came again into the temple. And all the people came to him. And he sat down and taught them. And while he was doing that, the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery.
Yes, Lord.
And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto Jesus, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses and the law commanded that such should be stoned. But I want to know what you say about it. This they said, kept in him.
Teach it, Pastor, teach it.
That they might have to accuse him. See, they weren't interested in what that woman had done.
Yeah.
They want to accuse Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But Jesus stopped and he stooped down. He stopped teaching and he stooped down.
Uh-huh.
And with his finger, he wrote on the ground.
Uh-huh.
As though he heard them not.
Amen.
Okay. Now, they quoted the law of Moses and saying that at least they quoted a part of it. Sure, it said that the person taught that way should be stoned, but it didn't just say the woman.
Right.
It was both.
Mm-hmm.
So why would it bring just one?
Mm-hmm.
That was the wrong on that part right there.
Amen. That's true.
And that made them just as guilty as the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
For the word said, when you're guilty of one,
guilty of them all.
You're guilty of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
When you broke one commandment,
you broke them all.
You broke them all.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you can't condemn nobody. So whatever you've done is also whatever that person's done, you're trying to condemn. And you've done the same thing because you're judging them.
Mm-hmm.
And that tells you not to do it. So they bought the woman and left the man.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no way in the world you can catch them in adultery and one ain't making up one of them there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, amen. All right. We get half proof.
Yeah.
We get half of the story. And then we add the rest on to it. We base again, as we said earlier, on what I would done, on what I would do in the same situation. But Jesus didn't say a word to him. He just wrote on the ground. Act as if he didn't hear. And that's why we got to be sometimes. When some people come bring some gossip on somebody, some dirt on somebody, you got to turn the deaf ear.
That's right. That's true.
Don't join in on it.
Come on now.
Man.
Change that subject.
Yeah.
That's right.
And they'll know, well, honey, we need to go in prayer.
Yes.
And we need to go in prayer right now.
Amen.
You need to go in prayer for this situation. You're praying for that person rather than condemning them.
Well,
praying for them because I need prayer myself.
Amen. That's right. Hallelujah.
And if I give them mercy, God going to give me some mercy.
Come on now. Preach it.
If I allow them to have some grace, God going to give me some grace.
Amen.
Because what we do is we are weeping what we sow.
Right.
And they looking at Jesus not saying nothing. They asked him again. They just continue asking him.
Yes.
Until he did say something. So he continued to ask him, saying, and lifted up himself and said to them, he that is without sin.
Yes.
Now this is important.
That's right.
He that is without sin among you, let him cast, first cast, a stone at her. Anybody out there without sin? Anybody out there first? Then you can't condemn nobody.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
You can't judge nobody.
Amen.
Amen.
The word said, if you're going to condemn that person and you want her stoned to death, you got to be perfect yourself for it. He that is without sin, don't have no sin at all. And we already told you that you do have sin because the word says we all have sin.
Amen.
And we all have come short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
If you are without sin, then pick up the rock and throw it.
My Lord.
But if you got sin in your life, you leave that rock where it is.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's right.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Amen.
If without sin among you, then you can cast your stone at her. And then Jesus again fell down. And wrote on the ground. And they, which heard it, began being convicted by their own conscience. Now, notice nobody else convicted them.
Yes.
Their own conscience convicted them. They went out one by one, starting with the oldest person first.
My Lord.
Down to the last. And Jesus was left alone with the woman. Okay. Standing in his midst. when Jesus lifted up himself and saw none of the there but the woman. He said, woman, where are those thine accusers?
Uh-huh.
And no man condemned thee. Okay. And she said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn
thee.
Uh-huh. Okay. Go and sin no more. Now, if Jesus don't condemn you, why are you condemning me?
Amen.
Well, now.
The people couldn't condemn because they couldn't, they had sin in life.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus didn't have no sin and he still wouldn't condemn.
Amen.
Because he didn't come to condemn us. He came to us that the world might be saved.
Amen.
And he didn't save you to condemn people.
Man.
He saved you so you can go out there and compel others to come.
Yes. Amen.
The others might get saved through your actions.
Amen.
Others might be delivered from their sin through your actions.
Amen.
Not by your judging them.
Amen.
Not
Amen.
By you condemning them.
Amen.
Don't you judge no more.
Amen.
Jesus said, I don't condemn you.
Amen.
So you go now and sin no more.
Amen.
But if they do sin and come to you and ask to forgive you, give them the words that forgive them.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Right. If it comes back to you for the same thing several times in that one day, forgive them every time.
Amen.
Okay. And Peter picked up on that, said, how many times? Seven times seven, he must have heard that in that incident.
Uh-huh.
And now he's saying seven. How many times seven?
Seven times seven.
Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, not just seven.
Seven times seven. Times
seven.
Mm-hmm.
For the same sin. You ain't got that many minutes in the day, do you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he said, for the same sin. Don't you condemn, don't judge, but pray.
Amen.
Man.
Pray for the person.
Amen.
Okay, Jesus, I'm the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have light of life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing you don't have to worry about no more. Keeping everybody else's life clean.
Yeah.
Amen.
Clean your own up.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it clean.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, we're going through time. We got a lot of pollen. You can wash your car.
Yeah.
And before you get it dried up, pollen back up there.
Amen.
That's
the way our lives are.
Amen. Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
You got to keep on cleaning your own house.
Mm-hmm.
To keep it spotless. But while you're cleaning it, remember the more dirt you're getting on it.
Yep.
So by the time you get from the front bumper to the back, it's time to start the front bumper all over again.
Amen.
God bless. And have a smile upon you.
Amen.
Amen.
Good sermon, Pastor. Our Father and our God, we truly humbly say thank you for your many kind blessings. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the word which was delivered to us on today.
I know.
Heavenly Father, now that you go with us and stand by us, Run and fight our battles. Lift us up on every lean inside, the Lord. Protect us from all until we shall meet again. In your name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
May the grace of God be coming into the Holy Spirit. Rest, rule, and the Bible is now, henceforth, and forevermore.
Amen.
Everybody say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.